You're listening to Clive Holland on The Clive Holland Show, and today we're talking all about fakers and fraudsters. This is off the back of CITB closing 9 testing centres that grant CSCS cards as they were wrongly given out. And we've been talking with Ian Sidney, fraud manager for the CITB, and Alan O'Neill from CSCS. Now, Ian, what is the CITB doing to stop these events from happening again?
I think what we're doing is obviously held a series of webinars for all our training providers where we've actually just given them a bit of an update as to the threats and risks that their centres could be coming under. And often it's really quite sad, really, because some of the directors or the owners we speak to when we are at the end part of an investigation have been completely cuckooed. They are completely unaware of what's going on within their centres. They have, in effect, sort of been taken over from within, really. So again, we've circulated details of some of these known facilitators. We know that they're approaching centres. They're offering them, you know, unlimited candidates, unlimited bonuses and cash in hand for them to take on these candidates. So again, we've shared that with them, and hopefully they will let us know when this is happening. Clearly, we are continuing to investigate. And we're also strengthening the audit requirements on these training providers who are registered with us. So we would require additional CCTV in the test rooms, for example, further due diligence on candidates before they undertake some of the training or testing. So there's a number of issues which we're continuing to push forward. I have to say, I mean, it's the numbers do seem shocking, but in the grand scheme of things, you know, there are over 400,000-500,000 HS&E tests done each year, even with the, you know, with the lockdown. And the vast majority of those are being done properly. It's only a very small percentage, but clearly that small percentage has got, you know, incredibly high risk to candidates that are going onto site. They haven't got the necessary skills training to do the job safely and properly. So we are encouraging people, you know, site managers, as Alan has said, to do the card checks. If they've got concerns over the skills and professionalism of anybody on their site, and clearly it's their responsibility to question that. And we're happy to receive reports of anyone that's got concerns. We do have a confidential email address that people can report these type of occurrences to us, which is report.it@citb.co.uk, and we will look at any of those. So it is a problem. It's an ongoing problem, but I'd like to reassure yourselves and the listeners that, you know, CITB and CSCS are working hard to help stop this criminal activity.
So I just want to pick up on one point, and that is that 9 of the centres were suspended. Are we saying that within 9 of those centres, there was somebody that was actually infiltrated? They could have even been intimidated into doing this. Are we saying that it was actually done from inside?
Certainly at some of those centres, the candidates were being assisted in either the testing or assessment processes by staff or people within the centre. Yeah, that's exactly what's been going on.
Wow. It's frightening. It's frightening. Hopefully, like you say, you've managed to close that door now. Now, Alan, the CSCS card and certification is so important to our industry. Can genuine tradespeople now feel slightly aggrieved that they might be working alongside the fakers, or will they soon be ousted? Is there anything you could particularly spot?
I understand the concern there, Clive. And yes, a skilled worker does not want to be put at risk by someone who is unskilled. I would flag that with CSCS, CITB, we are working very hard to tackle this issue. If anybody has any doubts with a colleague they are working with, they should be flagging it to their site manager ASAP, because if there's any risk there at all, it needs to be addressed straight away.
Boys, listen, first of all, I want to say thank you for coming onto the show. But for those listening who are concerned about this, just reiterate for us where they can go for help and advice on this issue if they're uncertain, and maybe they might feel they've got somebody on their site with them now.
If I take that, Clive, I mean, I think as Alan said, first instance, you go to your site manager or, you know, your foreman or your team leaders to report, you know, near misses and all of that. All the health and safety and, you know, activity needs to be maintained. Further to that, as I said, clearly we have a confidential email address where people can report stuff to us. Alternatively, either through the CSCS website or the CITB website, there are routes for people to report questions, queries, information to us, and we will follow it up. I think you're absolutely right. This is the sort of a big threat to everybody, and I think it comes as an awakening really to make sure that people are checking the cards all the time, to make sure that the people are skilled and qualified to get onto site. And as I said, we will do whatever we can to continue to prevent this activities or blighting our industry.
I'm going to say this to everyone listening now that employs or with their CSCS cards to do your checks, do them again, and pass on that message to those that probably aren't listening today. Pass that message on. Ian Sidney, fraud manager for the CITB, and Alan O'Neill from CSCS. Thanks for joining us on the Clive Fullan Show on Fix Radio.
Thank you, Clive.